no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I stand in awe of you. Oh, yes, we stand. Take a Because I believe I needed some rest. And I was praying personally, and the Lord opened my eyes just for someone. And I realized, yes, I can pray for you on my own, but God will want me to come onto this altar this morning because there could be many like you. And he gave an instruction on the step we are taking as we take charge of this week. Beloved, and who are you? This individual that showed up on this altar this morning. God has heard your cry, and God is answering for you this week. God has heard your cry, and God, not man, is answering for you this week. And for you, you will see that we deal with your case on this altar for some time on this altar. There are two things I can literally tell you that you have been presented with. And I can see that you are wondering, what is this? There are two things. I wanted to mention the two things, but I feel a restraint in my spirit because of the nature of what I'm going to deal with. But two things. I think it just happened to you. I think it's because of the way the Lord will want me to deal with it. It literally just happened. Two things. And there is a mystery person. Mystery. When I say mystery, mystery in the sense that you have been praying to God, who is this? Every mystery behind the mysterious personality that is assigned against you will be exposed, and every mysterious wickedness done against you is condemned, and every negative execute in a mysterious place from a mysterious place in any coven of darkness in a mysterious way that has had a mysterious effect in your life, that is troubling and affecting your life. They expire from today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Who art thou, mountain, to stand before Zerubbabel? For you shall become a plain. Every stubborn problem that has stood against you, they have mistakenly stood against the covenantly spoken word of God, so they have no right of standing, and therefore their power and their strength is withdrawn. And therefore, they scatter by thunder and they scatter by fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But prior to us coming and dealing with those cases and other cases, this morning, as this is the glorious morning, this is the beginning of the week that the Lord has made. You and I were going to come in agreement with the word of the Lord this morning. Psalm number 100. Psalm number 100 begins to speak thus. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before his presence with joyful sound. Know and fully recognize with gratitude that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. And we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. David wrote this psalm, and even some of us, we have read it, you know it in your head, you have ministered it, I have ministered it. Beloved, so when they sing in church, enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise, be thankful. to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy and loving kindness are everlasting, his faithfulness endures to all generations. But David said before he started to command, beloved, that we come into his presence with thanksgiving, that we enter his court with praise. David has spoken about the first verses of the Psalm 100 by repeatedly, affirmatively talking about the importance of joy. A shout of joy. He commanded a shout of joy. All the land, he commanded a worshiping of God in joy. What you have to know, beloved, the art of drawing every essence of what God has thought of, has preserved and preordained for men is embedded. The art of accessing the presence of the Holy God is embedded in the joyfulness of heart. Because with joy, you and I shall draw water out of the well of salvation. But it takes the trusting to be joyful. So David has to help us to know that joy is our access to locate and access God's presence and come into the treasure house of God, where we begin to draw what heaven had ordained for us. If somebody were to ask Anna, if someone were to ask Jehoshaphat, if someone has to ask those who have gone to Zion from season to season, in the moment when they have troubles, in the moment where what they have sought after look as if it was never forthcoming, they might have come any which way before the Most High God. Anna went to Shiloh year after year when her adversary provoked her, when her adversary tormented are. When our adversary used the one thing that our soul so much desire to spite us. When our adversary used the needful to almost stop and stand in our way of the gainful, the only one thing that must be gained. When our adversary made us to be distressed and to be depressed. When our adversary make us to lose appetite because of the one thing that our soul so much desire, he visited Shiloh, the place of answer. She come year by year. Her husband gave her offering. She appeared in Shiloh. But even though she was present, she didn't have access to the one who could have answered a prayer. To the one who could have answered the one thing, the one problem that needed to be addressed. Until she made up her mind that she will part with sorrow, she will part with sadness. Until she made up her mind that she parts with what is distressing, depressing her. Until then, she was unable to locate the one thing that her soul desires. If we could have asked David in Psalm number 42, it said, as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the mighty one with the shout of joy and praise among the festive throng. David had the desire to access the presence of the Lord. David has gone to Zion continually, but David was in a fixed in a state. And David said, even people were asking, who is my God? And beloved, even though he had known that Zion in the presence of God lies his protection, and Zion lies his answer. But sadness, sorrowfulness, discouragement, the stubbornness in his spirit, as much as his soul desire to access the presence of God, became a barrier to him. So David has to deal with the one barrier that could hinder his access to God. He said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" I see this personality sitting down. Every other person that has sat down in a place of darkness that made you to sit down in a state of confusion, distress, disturbance, wherever their hearts sitting in the coven of darkness, sitting in cramped places of the earth to frustrate anyone in this commission, I decree the fire of God locate them this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Any satanic, demonic goddess at any place sitting to cast spells, sitting to make enchantment so that your joy, the very ingredient that you need to rightly position you to get God in order to access all that answer for the needful in your life, I decree in the name of Jesus, the judgment of God locate them this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. David was the presence of God. He sought for it. David wants to access all that God had. Not seeking for it is a different thing, but he sought for the presence of the Lord. He prayed for it. He desire it. But David exposed to us even though David was seeking for what was good, his emotion was completely in a state. My soul is downcast within me. His soul was in despair. He dealt with the only issue. He said, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why are you disturbed within me?" Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of Jordan, the heights of Ammon, and from Mount Mizar. His desire to see God as much as God wants to make Himself known beloved, is dependent on the spiritual state of his own heart. Until he corrected his downcasted heart, beloved, why is the heart downcasted when the hope that a man has in God is being challenged? The word of the Lord will speak unto us in Hebrews chapter number 11, because I will do injustice to you if I just begin to lead you to pray and not say what I see the Lord saying to me. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that is not seen. The hope that guarantees that what you come to God for can be done. Beloved, knowing fully well that the God that you come to is committed, is faithful, is beloved, by covenant, able to do what he said he will do. But David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Put your trust in God. Up, up, up in God. Up in the word of God. You might look at your circumstances and you say, new week has just opened. What must I expect? What will happen to me? It said, up in God. It primarily said to you and I that we are not to be governed because the source of distress and depression and discouragement is in the emotion of man, in the soulish area of our life. David's soul was troubled. David's soul was agitated in the same way that the soul of Anna in 1 Samuel chapter number 1. Beloved was distressed. Lift up your voice and say, my father, by the covenant of your mercy, trouble my troublers today in the name of Jesus. By the covenant of your mercy, trouble my troublers. By the covenant of your mercy, Lord, that answer through the blood of Jesus, trouble my troubler, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is a generic prayer. the adversary was after Anna. But internally to her, she had opened herself up to what denied her access to what she must have. God's word says, and this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. He didn't go to the house of Baal, but he went into the presence of the God of Zion that David just told us in Psalm 100, come into his presence and give us the protocol of how to come. God will say year after year, day after day, we appear in this Zion. Somebody this morning might have been here on this Zion 8 times over the weekend. The place where God put his name on. Shiloh means a place of rest. Because you and I, we know that David said, I cannot live in a house where there is no place to put the Ark of Covenant. Shiloh is a place where God covenanted with his people to meet with his own people. But the word of the Lord said concerning him, Anna, that her husband and the entire family, the two sons, of Eli of the Phineas was the priest in their days, and they go to Shiloh to worship. And when the time of Elkanah was that Elkanah should give a sacrifice, there was an adversary that he gave what they need to give for their own offering, and they give both for Penina and her children, which are the adversary of Anna, and they give Anna also, who was barren, a worthy portion. This you know. If you have been in church at least for 1 year, somebody would have mentioned this to you. He gave a woman that has the needful, a worthy portion, but the Lord has shut a womb, and our adversary also provoked our soul to make our friend that is afraid. Because the Lord has shut a womb. She goes with a worthy portion offering. She has the needful, which is barrenness. Because the Lord has closed a womb. She has an adversary. A needful is our womb is to open. But she has an adversary whose voice, an attitude, in spite of the fact that she has what was going good for her, she has the love of her husband. But that was not an answer to the needful. One thing that was needful. One thing that is needful in her life. The adversary make her afraid. The adversary make her upset. The adversary provoke her every year. The adversary make her to shed tears. The adversary make her to be depressed. Beloved, everything that the adversary did to her was an assault in our soul. Gave her emotional crisis. Emotional crisis by crushing her soul. Appearing in Zion under the emotional crisis, it is a big deal. For a person that does not know how to deal with this issue, because to come before God, there is a need for faith. When there is an emotional problem, a soulish issue, you can sleep in church. It is possible to desire. You will see that there is a conflict between emotion and your ability to trust and to believe God for the answer. The wickedness that the adversary deal with her is that crushing her emotion, she has created a barrier to get God and to access what heaven has decreed and declared for her. So, possibly what could have been one visit with an answer became many visits to Shiloh year after year with no answer. The word of the Lord help us to see that until Anne went before God, the needful remains needed, and the gainful remains unaccessed. Her husband said to her, "Why weepest thou? Why have you not eaten? Why is your heart grieved?" Am I expression. Of emotional crisis and a sorrowful heart. Loss of appetite. A downcast heart. Always fearful. A feeling of sorriness. A feeling of grief. Was in the place of our answer. But emotion prevented her from being hopeful. A hope that was meant to be in God. Was inactive. The word of the Lord said, without faith it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. And those who come to God must know that He exists. And is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. That is those who sincerely seek Him. It is impossible, beloved, for your faith to be active when the emotion has crushed. The hope that you should have in God. So there is a lot of damage that the soul did to her in not only preventing her access to obtain the needful, but the access to get to the God who can do the needful for him, for her, because you cannot, he said, with joy. We shall draw water out of the well of salvation. Isaiah number 12 says, then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to the Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away. And you comfort me, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. But he was present, but she could not trust, because there is a crisis internally to her. There is a crisis outside. The internal crisis was provoked by the laughter, by the mockery, by the scoffing of her adversary that keep making her to see the impossibility and the inability of her to get an answer. This morning as this week opened up, I decree that the laughter of the adversary that is assigned to scorn us, that is assigned to mock us, that is assigned to stir up emotional crisis that can hinder our access to God, who can give us access to what He is doing and what He has done in our life. I command their laughter, the laughter of the wicked, against the righteous this morning. I command it to expire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, every voice of the wicked that are sounded to the ears of any prevailer to stir up emotional crisis, to crush the soul, to disturb the mind, to kill the hope that you have in the Word of God, to keep you away from your moment of appointment with destiny. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, let those voices be silenced. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, she was hearing the voice of her adversary, and she, her own voice was unheard before God. The voice of her adversary was heard. The voice of her need was heard. Beloved, the voice of her emotion created a distressing, disturbing, a sorrowing state, because they were louder and her mouth was shut year after year. Her mouth was shut, her heaven was closed, and she was unable to get access to open heaven and access to God. It is wickedness for the voice of the enemy to drown the voice of God's word in your life. You are saying this morning, every voice of the wicked, every voice of the adversary that wants to drown the voice of joy, that gives me a passageway to come into the presence of God, today in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you, be drowned, be silenced, and 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 be drowned, be silenced. I charge you this weekend, every voice of the adversary, every internal voice that troubles me, every external voice provoking, internal emotional voice, internal voice in my soul to crush it, be silenced this morning. Los intro, no cucutoso, onde gege libros otoso, onde gege libros atia, legge cutusosi atua, isopriende ge cutoso, endo ge cutososia, elabe etua asocia. In the name of Jesus, for you, you are saying, every voice of the ungodly, every voice of the wicked that mock me, every voice of the wicked that is using the needful in my life to trouble me and to agitate my soul, to hinder me from having my voice heard before my Maker, from having my voice heard to give me access to open heaven, the Lord silence you today. The Lord of hosts silence you. The Lord of hosts silence you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord of hosts silence you today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Li ondi gege kulusu si apio otua azu. Ze prendo otua atua. Ende gege libruz otua. Osu si epi oto. Toto tusate. Ende gege libruz otua. Ella mentro suziatua, ende libros os utolobos usiate, e lá macutu gusate, e degege lebros otua, e sozia, atua, atua, e degege libros otua, e degege lebros usuate, e lapi otua zote, e soproto susiatua, lengle que cutuzosi atua. Ede gege lebrus otua, ede etua atua atua, zotua atua atua, zeketu zoti. God says, faith pleases God, but the life of faith is a spiritual life. Beloved, when the soul has a dominating effect over the life of anyone, it simply means that the individual is driven by their flesh, and it means that they are unpleasing unto God. God's word said, can two work together? Unless they are in agreement. Amos chapter number 3:3. Said when two people are working together, there must be an agreement. God was saying to his own people, you are a generation that I have chosen out of the families of the earth, but you have not worked with me, so I will punish you for all your iniquities because you have not walked in alignment with my word. In the same way that God knows those who love him, is always and also aware of our spiritual status. That is why this week you will not be emotionally driven. You will be led by the Spirit of the living God when you know that that soulish thing does not bring us to a place of pleasing to God. And it is an entrance to our divine access to the presence of God. It is an entrance to our ability to take what is available to God. Actually, beloved, the word of the Lord said in the book of Romans chapter number 8, it said, for what law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the Lord might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 4. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subjected to the law of God, neither indeed can be. God just say, you come to my presence, come with joy. It is your key to access the presence of the Lord and to be able to go, not empty-handed, but to be able to go with what God has on the offering for us this week. So when the emotion take a seat that drives the affairs of our life, it becomes unpleasing unto God. But God said it was not meant to be so, because we are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness. The spirit that was meant to be active and alive, that could make a Anna or a David to beloved to trust God and walk in faith, because their soul was facing crises, they were unable. She was a baby. David won the presence of God. In every way he sought the Lord, the soul stood in the way, because that was a barrier. To access the presence of God. Verse number 12. 11 said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth within you. He that raised up Jesus Christ shall quicken, shall give life to your mortal bodies. Give life. Make it spiritually alive. Make it spiritually active. So don't you see that we don't all this all do it yourself, like Warren said. There's nothing in it for us, nothing at all. The best thing to do is to give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurous, expectant, greeting God with a childlike, what's next, Papa? God's spirit touches our spirit and confirms who we really are. We know who he is, and we know who we are, father and children, and we know we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with him, then we are certainly going to go through the good times with him. Because the soul magnifies the going throughs, the needful to make a person to become suppressed and drown their voice, does it mean that they are not calling? Do you think that Anna never said anything to God as she goes here by here? She was speaking something. But our word was not going far because of the sorrow in her heart that has drowned her hope and killed her expectation. So she goes and comes, and nothing was happening until she turned her sorrow around and she made herself to seek the Lord. In praying unto the Lord, instead of me weeping sorry for myself, I would rather stand before God are strong, when you are self-oriented in your needful, when it is I must get it or nothing move. But if what you want to get is anchored in God, beloved, the soul does not have the power to disturb you. The three Hebrew men said, throw us in the fire, we will not bow down to you, to the idol that you have carved. And even if our God is still not going to deliver us, he's still God. So the needful has not been the idolized. They needed their life. They needed to be secured. They needed to be saved. They needed to stay on their job. They needed. There are so many needful. But they hold on to the one thing, their God. And they said, even if there is no answer, he's still God. They were not sorry for themselves. A lot of what we go through that crushes and gives crisis to our emotions, that makes us to be displeasing to God, they are self-oriented desires that make us to sigh. They have nothing of God in them. And that is why you want to say, I cannot continue to be my own enemy. I want a change. God said this is the protocol of coming into my presence. Every self-desire, a baby, a husband, the wife, a job, a name, and a fame, that makes me to approach God with a downcasted soul. I prevail over you today. You shall not be an idol that I serve. I serve the living God. Therefore, I will access God with joyful heart. Not with emotional crisis. Losi indakutu zatua atua atua. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. Li onduga kutuzo zi atua. Elapio otugazote. Izo prondige kukutozo. Izo pi etua atua. Ondogogo likrasa atua. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, our adversary was sitting in a corner. Laughing, scorning, despising, using the needful to give her crisis so that she can displease God. The word of the Lord said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And where the soul is in crisis, it is that soul cannot be pleasing to God. Even in order to see that there is a reconciliation so that the enemy does not continue to be messy and attacking and harassing her. Because the soul is on the line, she became a victim of continuous torment by our adversary. God says, if your ways are pleasing unto God, it will make your enemies to be at peace with you. Until she made her way pleasing unto God. Our adversary continued to stand in our way. It is empowering the wicked when the soul is on the way. When the soul is disturbed, it gives power to the enemy to continue to stay on the case. Every message that you add that appeals to your soul and give you no spiritual stamina, spiritual content, it is not profitable, because the soul does not have the strength of character to carry a person in the day of the adversity. The word of the Lord said, if you fail in the day of adversity, your strength is small. And the word of the Lord said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It never said that there will be no adversity. It never said that there will be no pressure. Anna was pressured. And the pressure arrested her soul, denied her of having an open heaven, not to talk about her accessing the book of remembrance that needs to be opened in the presence of God for us to be fruitful. She was faint-hearted in the day of distress. Her strength was limited because her emotion has crushed what was meant to be the divine strength that she was meant to engage. She has lost the spiritual stamina to be able to access God and obtain mercy and engage grace required for her help in the time of her trouble. That is why, beloved, we must be angry against anything that wants to make us to be our own enemy and stand in our way of accessing God. Many has been driven by emotion and has gone into the trouble that they are dealing with today. It says Shiloh is a place of rest. But yet Hebrews chapter number 4 the word of the Lord said, let us therefore fear lest a promise be left us of entering into the rest of God. Any of you should seem to come short of it. For this good news that God has prepared, this rest has been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God. For only we who believe can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, In my anger I took an oath. They will never enter my rest, my place of rest. Even though this rest has been ready since it made the world, we know it is ready because of the place in the scriptures where it mentions the seventh day. On the seventh day, God rested from all his work. But in the other passages, God said, they will never enter my place of rest. So God rested. God's rest is there for people to enter. But those who first had this good news failed to enter because of unbelief. So they said, and important. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Now, if Joshua has succeeded in giving them this rest, God would not have spoken about another day of rest still to come. So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors. Just as God, after creating the world, so let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, if we, the disobedience there is speaking about lack of belief, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. For the word of God is alive. Beloved, because he said this is the object that brings us to a place of rest, is God's word. If we can't believe, beloved, because the voice of our adversary, the voice of our need, the voice that the emotion is giving up affected our ability to trust God. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes the innermost thoughts and the desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes. And it's the world to whom we are accountable. Our access to this place of rest, the place of the word, is Christ himself, who is the word of God. He is our high priest. He has entered into heaven. Jesus said, he said, let us hold firmly to what we believe. The soul crisis, the soul crushing, it affects our faith and makes us to be unpleasing to God and give the enemy more strength to stand on our case. But we are saying enough is enough. So what could have taken a day is taking a long time. An old king of Israel, Saul, became fearful at the threat of his Goliath. He was fully robed in his armor, but cannot go into battle. His army shrunk back. Everybody, because the place where the enemy knew he has to attack is the place of their emotion, is their soul. They were powerful men, but with all their equipment and all their training that presented them to have been able to face their enemy, they could not, because their soul has been crushed. God said to you, that fellow, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Elisha's servant, beloved, was intimidated by the appearance of the Assyrians. But beloved, I want you to know, because Elisha saw, if they were not looking for the servant, they were looking for his master. The king of Assyria said, let us go and find the man that tell the king of Israel our strategy. He said, get him for me. But the young man was not the one they were looking for, but he was the one that was threatened. And Elijah has to say, greater is he. Greater are they, many are they that are with us, than those who are with the enemy. Beloved, and he said, open his eyes. He cried out to the Lord to open his eyes. 2 Kings chapter number 6. Elisha was sitting at home in verse 32. The elders sitting with him. The king had already dispatched an executioner But before the man arrived, Elisha spoke to the elders. Do you know that this murderer has just now sent a man to take off my head? Look, when the executioner arrives, shut the door and lock it. Don't I even know? Now hear the footsteps of his masters behind him. While he was giving his instruction, the king showed up, accusing, this trouble is directly from God. And what next? I'm fed up. A man that stays out of the emotional crisis will have access to open heaven. So if my heaven is not open, how can I access the answer? And that is why I will not allow the enemy to waste my life, to prolong my wait, to hinder me from having access to my answer. Emotion said, be sorry for yourself. Emotion said, don't you know, this people is still needed. Emotion will drive man from pillar to post and makes us to turn enemies to friends and make friends with our enemy, because it blinded the eyes that sees and stand in the way of the answer. Beloved, I want you to rise in your spirit. As you rise and say, Lord, put your finger of power by your word, heal my emotion, heal my soul, heal my broken heart. Rid me of this heavy load that I have carried, that has kept me in a state of stagnancy. People can fake things under the emotion. You spend too much money to cover up the troubled inside that God wants to give you victory over today. Why don't you say to God, when Anna went to God and she poured her heart, the bitterness of her soul unto the Lord. Beloved, she allowed God to get to that place that the lover of her husband cannot even reach. Somebody needs healing. God brought me on this altar for you this morning. You want to give it to the master. It's okay to cry before God rather than cry sorry for yourself and sitting on the same spot. Beloved, there is a balm in Gilead to soothe the pain. There is the corrective word of God to heal the emotion. Don't transfer it to your children. When you look at some kids completely loud, you want to know they have issues. When you meet people that are always angry over some little thing, there is a crisis on the inside. When your manager at work lashes out on you, there is something going on the inside. There is, beloved, a rage because of the strength of the adversary internally to them that makes them, beloved, to have a crisis. They were crushed on the inside. Crushed men on the inside still wear suit. Crushed ladies on the inside, those whose soul are going through issues, crisis, overwhelmed by their circumstances and their situation, they will still go out, they will walk naked, they will still do makeup, but there is an issue. God said that there is healing for you, because this week you are not to continue in that sorrowfulness state. Beloved,
against Israel. That said, anything and everything that has happened in my past that wants to make me my own enemy by affecting, afflicting, traumatizing, and troubling me in my soul. Today, your oath is broken over my life. Loose me and let me go. 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 Elijah did not just arrive at that place. When Ahab and Jehoshaphat came to Elijah, Elijah was angry. He could not hear God. He was emotionally driven. He has to say, hey, Jehoshaphat is a man that sees God. I can't hear God under these circumstances. Get me a minstrel. That is how powerful a joyful heart is to get to God. Jehoshaphat and Ahab came to God, came to Elijah to seek for his advice. Because emotion was driven him, he was angry. Elijah could not hear God. Beloved, until a minstrel plays, heaven was closed. He could not give direction. When the minstrel play and the spirit of joy was expressed, what did you see? He said, there might never be any wind or rain, but yet the ditch shall be filled with water. He was able to draw an answer. From God, because the joyful atmosphere created an open heaven, he said, there might never be rain or dew, but the ditch shall yet be filled with water. Second Kings chapter number 3. That is how you and I will know that the emotion that was given to us was meant to be used for our favor. But we are beloved, the soul has become distressed, oppressed, and we are emotionally driven rather than being spiritually led. It becomes dangerous. Second King chapter number 3 verse 9. The king of Israel and the king of Judah and the king of Edom started out on what proved to be a looping detour. After 7 days they had run out of water for both army and animals. The king of Israel said, bad news, God has gotten us 3 kings out here to dump us into the hand of the enemy, Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, isn't there a prophet of God anywhere around through whom we can consult God? One of the servants of the king of Israel said, Elijah, son of Shaphat, is around somewhere. Oh, my word. Oh, I'm banging somewhere. And you know him? That one who was Elijah's right hand man. Jehoshaphat said, good, a man we can trust. So The three of them, the king of Israel, Jehoshaphat, and the king of Edom, went to meet him. Elisha addressed the king of Israel, "What do you and I have in common? May you never partner with somebody that will provoke the instrument of your answer." Go consult the puppet prophets of your father and mother. Jehoshaphat was partnering with a man that displeased God and stirred up an anger, an emotion in the instrument that carried its destruction. He said, "Never said the king of Israel. It is God who has gotten us into this fix. Don't beat all three of us kings into the hand of Moab." What they spoke in the secret. Elijah said, verse number 14, "As the Lord of us liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I will not look towards you, nor see you." It's stirred up anger. It's stirred up. Beloved, emotion in the life of the prophet. If it was not for Jehoshaphat, they would have gone back, they would die, and all their instruments would be wasted. It is important that we know, don't try to provoke your helper of destiny. Don't stand in the way of your answer yourself. The word of the Lord said, "I wouldn't give you the time of the day, but considering Jehoshaphat bring me a mission." When a mission played, the power of God came on Elijah, showing to us that when the heart is sorrowful, of the heart is outraged. When the soul, beloved, is outraged, it affects the environment and it affects the individual and it hinders the answer that man really desires. When the mitra played, the musician, the hand of power of God came upon him, and a creative miracle was announced. He said, "Thus says the Lord, make this valley that is the ditches full of treasures." For thus says the Lord, "You will not see wind or rain, yet the valley will be filled with water, so you and your cattle and your other animals may drink." This is but a simple thing in the sight of the Lord. He will also hand over the Moabites to you. You shall strike every fortified city and choice principal city, and cut down every good tree, and stop up all sources of water, and ruin every good piece of land with stones. It happened in the morning, when the sacrifice was offered, that suddenly water came miraculously from the area of Edom, and the country was filled with water. Now all the Moabites heard that the three kings had come up to fight against them, and all who were able to put on their armor, as well as those who were old, were summoned and stood together in battle formation at the border. When they got up early the next morning, the sun showed on the water. And the Moabites saw water across from them as red as blood. And they said, "This is blood. Clearly the kings have fought together and have killed one another. Now them Moab to the spoil and the plunder of the dead soldiers." But when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and struck the Moabites, so that they fled before them, and they went forward into the land, killing the Moabites as they went. They destroyed the walls of the city, and each man threw a stone on every piece of good land, covering it with stones. Miracle solution that Elisha would have announced would have never been if he didn't create an environment that is conducive for the Holy Spirit to activate open heaven and release the divine word required for the rescue of man. So it is a double jeopardy for the enemy to steal your joy. It is so that they can steal the good and deny the individual of the answer. This you must know and fight, because you are saying this money enough. Let every seed or tree stirring up sorrowfulness and sorrowfulness, stirring up emotional crisis in my heart, in my life, in order to short my ever, expire today by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Expire. He was a prophet, but yet the sight of one person, that's why ministers, we need the mercy of God continually. There are people that can steer you up in a direction that you can shut your heaven yourself. Because when you are emotionally driven, you shut the heaven, you can't help yourself, neither can you be in the position to help anybody. So in order for Elijah to be helped, he needs to create the right atmosphere. If he was not helped by God, he can't help nobody. And that's why you must pray for your ministers. Please pray for me. Any personality that will appear before me, assigned to make me shut the heaven over my life, in order for me not to be able to help myself or help anybody, because if the heaven is not open, man is denied of help. You are saying, God, send them on an errand. Don't bring them near me. Be careful. Send them on an errand. Do not let any personality that can shut my heaven, that can provoke me to cause my heaven to be closed, make it impossible for them to access me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopia atugazate. in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, Elijah needed to have heaven open. In order for him to bring the word of the Lord, their answer is not man-made. They have connived together to go to war. But what they needed does not come from man. Water is God that produces water. Man, since we have been born, they have never created water. They discover water. No man has ever caused rain to fall. But God is the one that opened the skies, that formed the clouds, and caused rain to fall. When the answer that you need in your life can only be the one that God can give, when you know that your intelligence and your ability cannot give you your answer, beloved, don't you get it that God is the one that you need to get in order to get what God has that can be an answer for you? But working in the company of wrong people, can make one to close the heaven and to irritate the personality that God put your answer in. Whatever, there are personalities that I pick up in the spirit. I watch their life. They carry something that makes their helper to resist them. They needed help the most, and where they are is where they must get help. But simply because, beloved, there is something invisible but present with them, they just provoke something whenever they come around the people that should help them. There are personalities whose their problem is pride. They despise their answer. Saul despised the instruction that Samuel gave to him. He prioritized what he needed to continue to ask the people against divine instruction and shut his own heaven. God said, I take the kingdom from him and I give it unto his neighbor. He disobeyed God. He has no faith on the word of God. He was his own enemy. When we kill the internal enemy, the strength of the external adversary will be no more. When Anna killed the emotional traumatic manipulation over her own life, as she poured all things before God, she accessed open heaven. Even a prophet that was blind said, talk to her. And said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. One word. And she went away no longer sad. She only returned with testimony. She prevailed over what was a showstopper to her answer for life. When she returned, there was no more mention of the voice of her adversary that has 5 children. She returned with a new song. If you will do this morning, beloved, there's no point faking it. And you let God know, look, God, I am in a state, I needed help. He said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills of God. Where does my help come from? My help coming from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth. Emotion that does not want me to lift my eyes to the only God that can help me. The only one I can stand before and not be ashamed or afraid. Let that thing, let that stronghold build on the inside of me die in the mighty name of Jesus. Anna said, my mouth is a light over my adversary. Because I rejoice in your salvation. It will say, talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Anna was telling us what the adversary had done to her. The pridefulness. The arrogance, the mocking of our adversary said, don't you guys, every action I see by God is the one that bows down the mighty man and breaks their bones. But those that stumble, those that are down today, that is off of their rising. He said, rejoice not over me, my enemy, though I fall, yet I will arise. That is the spiritual attitude that you must go with into this week. There is rising for me. Man might say that there is a casting down. I will say that there is a rising up for me. As long as I overcome this thing that wants to put me down, your adversaries will be broken into pieces. The Most High God will thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge them. But for you, the strength and the grace required for your new song is delivered to you this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, you are saying, the needful shall not. The needed, actually, God corrected me there. The needed in her life was a child. The needful, the most important thing that she really needed was God. You are going to say to the Lord, in the hearing of God, oh, thou God, you created me, you knew me when I was yet to be formed in my mother's womb. Everything about my life is plain before you. This week, what I need shall not be a God in my life. So I decree and declare, you own me. You are the object of my worship. You are the object of my praise. You are the object of my new song. Therefore, rejoice now. I 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 rejoice now. Liso si pondeka kutu sotie. Endu susi prundeke ke libru so ote. Isopia atuaza. Beloved, there are places that have been left abandoned, even right where you are, because of these overwhelming challenges of the emotion. You need to rise up this morning, fix your house. You need to rise up this morning, dust your book. You need to rise up this morning, dust that garment. Dust it off. And beloved, let hope be kindled in you again, in your God and in his word. Because he that has promised you is able and is faithful to do it. Elijah called the minstrel, dug the instrument of praise, and present your praise unto God again. For accessing his presence gives you access to your answer. Because your heaven is open, God opened up his hands towards you and give you the answer. But there is a position and a role that the blood takes. The blood of Christ, who offered himself to the eternal spirit without blemish, can reach into the depth of your soul and cleanse it and purge us and heal us and help us and aid us. Why don't you say to the Lord, let the blood of Jesus saturate my soul, purge me, cleanse me, make me to be whiter than snow, erase any debris that emotion has left on the inside of me. Give me, oh God, healing today. By the finished work of Calvary, let the blood of Jesus penetrate into my soulish heart. Let my soul respond to God. Align with the word of God. Stand in agreement with God. My soul shall no longer be my enemy and make me that makes me an enemy with God. Let every warfare internally to me expire. Let there be a change of story in my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let the blood of Jesus reach into that area of your life this morning. Let the Most High God be our helper. Let the power of God penetrate into your soul. Stir up hope in you for your creative miracle this week in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And now I deal with that singular case that I mentioned at the beginning of this call this morning, which was the reason why the Lord brought us here, because this was not meant to be a prayer line today. And that individual will know that God had already taken care of certain things, but there is a prayer. God will have me lead you to pray, and you will pray that prayer with all of your heart. You will say, anything that was presented unto any idol at any point in time, in any place, anything presented in any coven where my name has been mentioned, you are saying, Lord, let that sacrifice be unaccepted. Let both the sacrifier and the sacrificer receive the thunder and the fire of God and be burned to ashes in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And I will be the one that trouble you. They are no longer the one that was at work. The devil was at work in them. Because how can you give back to your own and then be the one that trouble your own? Don't you think it is horrible? That's why you must pray for your household so that they don't be your trouble. He said a man's enemies will be members of his own household. Whether they are living or dead, any personality that knows about my beginning, that has partnered with the devil to add trouble to my life, let that foul spirit working in you, let their power fail, let their hold over their lives be broken in the name of Jesus. Beloved, that is your prayer. And for another person, you are saying, any higher hand of the devil, internally or connected to me in any which way, that the enemy has engaged to drown my vehicle of destiny, what are you waiting for? Be exposed, be judged, 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 be exposed, be judged. Be exposed, be judged, be exposed, be judged, be exposed, be any personality anywhere that says they will sit on the mat or sit in any satanic coven to trouble anyone in this commission, or that they will sit in the dark places of the earth to trouble any prevailer, I decree and declare by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the earth open up in the place of darkness where you are pressed from, by the earthquake of the Lord, be smitten and perish. Be smitten and perish. Be smitten and perish. By the power in the name of Jesus. Leon dige kokutu zozia. Anto suzi atuate. And le kokutu zato. Lo suzia atua atua. Elami ento otua. Ende gege lebrus ote. Ende gege kutuzo. Otua asuzia. Ela menglo. Lo kukutu asua. O, o, tuza, sapio. Ondo kutu gazate. Ela me etroso. Suzia tua, tatayenda. Le kukutu suzia. Ondo lobo suzia. Even God says that who is it that can lay anything against the elect? It is God that justifies. And the word of the Lord said, whosoever sins, I forgive, they are forgiven. Whosoever sin, I remit, they are remitted. I stand as a servant of the Lord, under the directives and the direction of God this morning. Any personality anywhere that says because of what you did that they will make you suffer, as they afflict and attack your staff of bread, this morning I decree and declare every one of their verdicts and their decrees are nullified, for I declare your forgiveness by the blood of Jesus. I command your release from every demonic contenders, every satanic, demonic, ayah and ayahlin that refuse to let you go, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And I see somebody right before my eyes. Very, very fear in completion. How can you? I don't know how to describe this, but I know what I see. Beloved, this does not give you license to go and look for trouble yourself. Jesus will say to the man at the pool of Bethesda, he said, carry your mat and go. Carry your mat after 38 years of stagnation. He said to him, take your mat and go. But when Jesus saw him again, in John chapter number 5, he told him, you have been made well. Sin no more, so that the worst thing does not come unto you. Sin no more. I said to the people in church yesterday, as somebody in a place of prayer came to my mind, my heart shook. And I said, God, Where is the opening? What have I left open? Why should I be afraid? At the mention of that person's name, at the sight in a place of prayer, it was only that God has to tell me, watch. He gave me details. Please, do not go back and do the deeds that open you up to emotional crisis. He said, go. That man was stagnant. 38 years. Beloved, an emotionally related problem grounded him, paralyzed him. Nobody can help me syndrome. Jesus said, you are looking in the wrong direction. They looked to him and they were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. Jesus said, do you want to be made whole? The very thing that got him granted, he continued to talk about it. Mercy answered for him. He said, take up your mat and go. He saw him again. He said, you have been made well now, see no more. That's it. Open him up before 38 years of lack of movement. He said, don't go and sail under the ocean of that same situation again. I want you to say to yourself, speak to yourself. David said to himself, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? You will yet praise God. So you can also say to yourself, I receive and obtain the mercy of God. I refuse to go back to the place that God has rescued me from today. From that place of emotional crisis, I refuse to go back to that place. I am moving forward now in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said, don't go back there. Don't go back there. Anything that wants you to go back there, you are saying you shall not prevail. You shall not prevail. You shall not prevail over me. You shall not prevail over me. You shall not prevail over me in the mighty name of Jesus. For if you are living according to the impulses of the flesh, you are going to die. That death is not physical death. It is what cuts man away from God. But if you are living by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are habitually putting to death the sinful deeds of the body, and you will really live forever. So sent to us that emotion can also, you can say, I pray 10 times, I read my Bible, it is a sin to be living under that yoke. And the same separation that sin causes between man and God is what emotion creates when we are led by it. It said, go and sin no more. Put to death the deeds that is driven by the emotion. And then you will really live the life of the Spirit. And you open yourself up to be led by the Holy Spirit. For all align themselves to be led by the Spirit of God as sons of God. We have not received the spirit of slavery leading again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption by which we joyfully cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself testifies, confirms together with our spirit that we believers are children of God. And if we are children, then we are his ears also, ears of God and fellow ears with Christ, sharing his spiritual blessings and inheritance if we indeed share in his suffering, so that we may also share in his glory. Beloved, that is why Paul says, for me, I consider from the standpoint of faith that the suffering of this present life are not compared, are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us. For even the whole of creation wait eagerly for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration and futility, not willingly because of some intentional fault on its part, but by the will of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also be freed from its bondage to decay and gain entrance to the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been mourning together as in pains of childbirth unto now. And not only these, but we too, who are the first fruit of the Spirit, a joyful indication of the blessing to come, even we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly the sign of our adoption as sons, the redemption and transformation of our body as the resurrection. For in this we hope. In this hope we were saved by faith. But hope that is the object which is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what they already saw? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait eagerly for it with patience and composure. I want you to say to the Lord, this week is my week. My hope in you shall not put me to shame. This week is my week. Let everything that is created be an instrument in your hand to bring me to my answers and to bring me to my solution in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. This week is my week. He said, there will never be rain or dew. It means you do the natural approach of the natural logics that you know. You might not see them, but what God will do, we follow the divine process. It will be done by the divine hand of the Lord. And he did it. And that is why you and I are sent to God. This is my week. I don't limit you to what man can do. I do not limit you to what my certificate can do. I do not limit you to what my qualities can do. Use anything and everything, Lord, to usher me to my testimony. Use anything and everything within your care to bring me to the place that you have appointed for me. Use anything and everything to open for me the door that no man can shut. Lord, engage anything and everything within your reach that you have created, and bring me the helpers of my destiny. Lord, engage anything in the heavens and on the earth, Lord, that you have made the work of your hands, Lord, to turn this around for me. For the testimonies of my new job, the testimonies of my rejoicing and fruitfulness, for the testimonies, the answers to open heaven, the answers to the miraculous of God in my life begin to find expression in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. api andonde ke kukutu zote. Isopia atua asotua. Londo kutu kasusia. Zopriande ke kukutu zote. Ella mondo susiate. Ella moto kusutaza. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts are aligned, for your emotion has been healed. Your imagination are now aligned with the word of God. And therefore you will not return to the place of emotional crisis again. You have risen from that place. And therefore your miracle today will locate you. For good news come to those who wait. I decree both for us and our household, the miracle working God that you have and I have come into his presence. It will orchestrate divine events that will bring about divine miracles that will establish the counsel of God. Every spoken word of God that will bring to pass every exceeding great and precious promises of God that he has given and made on our behalf today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we rejoice in you this morning. I decree and declare as your servant over this commission, the heaven over our lives open perpetually as the spirit of joy superimposed into every heart this morning. And by the joy of the Lord, we walk in your divine presence, accessing your divine treasure. We walk in the miraculous, experience what only you can do. Lord, that defies the ideology, that defies what man can think, that defies what man can give, that exceeds our imagination and our expectation. Lord, as you perform to perfection every word of God for our lifting, for our advancement, for our supernatural provision, for our divine help, for our divine release, for our divine productivity, for the salvation of the souls, of the sinners, for the help of the helpless, for the kindling of hope in the hopeless, for the strength even of the weak, for lifting up of the earth and the earth that were bowed down, and for ushering the prevailers, every word in this commission, into the divine platform that you have created for your glory and for our benefit and for our reward in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, any personality anywhere that will not work in our favor will be disfavored. Therefore, anyone that will not work in our favor will be unseated. I reposition men that will work in our favor to platform of opportunities that we must work in, to the passageway that we must cross. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, no more stagnation. The God who opened a door that no man can shut, open the divine doors of opportunities, divine doors by mercy for our testimony in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, as this week is opened up, the womb of this week is also open to deliver the good news of the prevailers without fail, to deliver the job for the jobless without fail, to open the womb of the prevailers, even for physical fruitfulness, to open the womb of our businesses and our career for profit, for promotion, and for prosperity in the name of Jesus. For it is written, no good thing shall be withholden from those who walk uprightly. Therefore, I decree and declare, no one in this commission shall know distress, depression, discouragement, sorrow, again in the name of Jesus. I declare that you shall look for them and you shall no longer find yourself in those states ever again in the mighty name of Jesus. For it is written, my peace I give unto you, not like the world given. Therefore, from today, enjoy the peace of God that passes all understanding. Let it guard our hearts and our mind in Christ Jesus. We are bowed down to the Lord God, the Most High. We will not bow down to sorrow. We will not bow down to distress. We will no longer bow down to emotional crisis. We will not bow down to the need, but we will bow down to our God, who is able to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, 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 amen. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We will obtain gladness and joy. None is permitted to sorrow. In Jesus' name. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, who has called me and sent me. The Most High God that rules and reigns in the affairs of men. The one that gave me the privilege to serve him by serving his people. I have declared what you have sent me, and you are the one that performed your word unto your servant and execute your word that you have sent me to declare as your messenger. Unto you, O God, I perfect as you perform your word, and nothing is missing and nothing is broken. You are the same God this morning that I return the glory to. For this morning you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of God that is at work in us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.